Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
What's called the new omnibus law is getting a lot of fire from different circles. Joining us now on the line, Richard Borsuk, who is an adjunct senior fellow at the Rajaratnam School of International Studies and Indonesia expert, been looking at Indonesia for many, many years. Richard, good morning. Welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Good morning. Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, where are we at now with the protests? I understand there were some last week. There should be some more next week. What's the current status of protests across, especially Jakarta, but Indonesia as well?
Well, it's definitely this past week quieted down, Glenn, but we cannot say the protests are over. There is one expected, particularly for this coming Tuesday. But the biggest and rowdiest protests were in the previous week, right after the bill was surprisingly passed by the parliament earlier than had been expected.
And Richard, for those of our listeners who may not be totally up to speed on the specific points of this omnibus law, what exactly are the main, you know, the kind of the key points of it?
Well, I actually, Glenn, I suspect that most members of parliament couldn't explain what the key points of it are. It is a massive document, turned out to be 812 pages.
Wow.
Down from a draft of over 1,000 originally. And it really tries to cover all kinds of things. The idea was to make a kind of big bang in terms of Indonesian regulation aimed at attracting more investment, which the country really needs. So it tried to be one big tent for all kinds of subjects, and there's been particular flack about what is in the sections on labor rules, which are undoing very pro-labor ones that were made back in 2003. And the other section getting particular attention are environmental protection rules, which environmental groups widely say have been watered down. So they're worried about the environmental impact.
Yeah, Richard, why was it rushed through so quickly? Like you say, you know, many of the parliamentarians may not even be totally familiar with it. It's a massive document, over 800 pages. What was the urgency to get it passed right now, rather than, you know, having it kind of pushed through properly? People could understand it and have time to comment on it, that sort of thing.
Well, at first, let me back up a little bit here, Glenn. The origin of this massive bill was President Jokowi realizing back in 2019, about the time he won a second term as president, that Indonesia was competing very poorly, really was not competing well to get in new manufacturing investment. In Southeast Asia, Vietnam was getting a great deal of new investment and became a real hotspot. People were not coming to Indonesia because of all kinds of disincentives and hurdles to investment. So when he got reelected, started his new term, which was about almost exactly a year ago now, he said, I'm going to come up with a bill for parliament that seeks to make us much more competitive than we've been. That bill was submitted in February and was kind of moving ahead, but not very quickly. Meantime, of course, Indonesia, like everybody, got hit by COVID-19, and their response was, frankly, not very good to containing it. The omnibus bill kind of languished for a while, then was brought back up, and with the realization that when you recover from COVID, or hopefully recover pretty relatively quickly from COVID-19, you really need that new investment, because now your economy is shrinking. You're in recession. It shrank 5% plus in the second quarter.
Sure.
So they moved it ahead. Meantime, labor groups who saw this coming said, we're going to have called a national strike, which National puts an exaggeration on it because there's not that many people in organized labor unions. But they said we're going to strike on October 6th, 7th, and 8th. And then the parliament, which was going to take it up pretty soon, decided we better get this through before the strikes.
Yep.
So October 5 became the day it basically got passed without any further deliberation.
Wow. We're talking with Richard Borsuk, the adjunct senior fellow at the Rajaratnam School of International Studies, talking about Indonesia's new omnibus law that has taken some flack from various sides. But, you know, we do focus on the protests and all, but are there actually elements of this new law that are good, that are positive, that might set out to achieve what they were supposed to achieve?
I think there's quite a bit of good there. I guess you talk to enough people, you get told it's a big mix of good, bad, and ugly. But definitely, Indonesia should get some good marks for trying to deal with years-old issues and, as I say, hurdles to investment. There are understandable these complaints that the law is too strongly pro-business, and the timing of the passage has really been unfortunate in terms of the labor section, because you have so many people thrown out of work with the COVID-19 case that, you know, it does politically, it doesn't look too good to be cutting, you know, the provisions for severance pay just at a time when a lot of people are, you know, going to be trying to collect severance pay. On the other hand, you can make the argument that the severance pay provisions that have been there since 2003 are exceedingly generous, and it can be very, very hard to fire people in Indonesia, which has meant that it's been a big disincentive to hire people. So your overall unemployment rate is a problem even without COVID-19.
Yeah, Richard, in your far-ranging commentary in the RSIS School of International Studies, you talked about a lot of different elements of this, but one of them that I thought was quite interesting was Jokowi thought that this bill, you know, should be aimed at reducing what he called "quote unquote" regulatory obesity, and making sure that things were slimmed down, making it easier for those external foreign companies to come in to do business, to set up businesses. Do you think, knowing what you know, and I'm not sure if you've been through all 812 pages, but knowing what we know, do we think that would work? Is this going to be an attractive thing for outside businesses now that it's getting through Parliament?
Again, give good marks for the effort to solve old problems, okay? Mm. But make no mistake, this cannot be a silver bullet, a magic wand, and you wave it, and suddenly foreigners and Indonesians are putting up 35 new factories in Central Java. It cannot work that way, especially against the backdrop of COVID-19. At the moment, it's still difficult to travel to Jakarta, right? So don't expect a whole lot of people to be going there at the moment to look into whether they should be putting up a factory there or in Thailand or in Vietnam. But again, it shows that the recognition that there have been long-term disincentives to invest. You're not providing jobs for your very young population who really needs badly needs to be skilled up.
Yeah. Well, Richard, this is a fascinating moment for Indonesia trying to, like many countries, come out of COVID-19 and restart economies and all that. And whether or not this particular omnibus law works, of course, remains to be seen. Hope to have you on again as we get a little bit further down the road with this and we have a chance to look and see what the ramifications and what the effect has been of it.
Good. Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah, thanks.
Happy to be here.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.